last couple of days we've been talking about this sugya on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, "Hotziyu alistim listim chayavim." Not that nifritza hakosel by itself, or that the listim were porates the kosel and the behemoth went out and did the nezek by itself. But if the listim were actually motz the behemoth, so then the listim are chayavim. So the Gemara and Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis asks Pshita, if Hotziyu alistim, of course they're chayav. Kevin the afke kaimel b'shusay lechol mili. The Gemara starts by saying that it's posher that if a listim are motzi the behema from the barn, they should be chayim. Gemara says, no, maybe we're talking about kamla ba'apa. They weren't actually motzi the behema, but rather they stood in front of the behema. So they shouldn't be able to walk here and there, but rather it should walk out to do the nezek. Similar to mamay be'emes chaver kamas chaver, where we established that to be talking about kamla ba'apa. And then the Gemara responds, Abaye says to Rav Yosef, his Rebbe, Hikisha Amritla. He said to him, you know, Mame Bemes Chaver Kamas Chaver, you told us it's not Kamla Ba'apa. You told us that's Hikisha, that he hit it with a stick. He didn't actually do a Meshicha to draw it, but he hit it with a stick. The Listim Nami de Hikishua. Zakta Baye, Listim Nami de Hikishua. We could be talking about Hikisha B'makel in the case of Listim as well. That's the Shaka V'tai. Three steps to the Gemara. And the Gemara initially thinks that Hotzio Listim Listim Chayavim is Poshet. Obviously, if Afkua, if the Hotziyu al Menas Legozla, then Kaimala B'Shesai L'Chol Mili. Then the Gemara says, no, maybe Kamla Ba'apa. Maybe Kamla Ba'apa. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case of Kamla Ba'apa without a Meshicha. So then it's not Poshet at all. Then Itake is a Chiddush. Then the Gemara says, Hikisha Amridlan. The case over here, Listim Nami Shikishua, we're talking about Hikisha B'Maka. So what's the shock of the Tire of the Gemara? Let's look at Rashi, let's look at Tosis, let's look at some of the other Rishonim. So we touched on Rashi at the beginning of the sugya before we discussed Chomer and Gazlan, the Fitosis, the whole back and forth in Tosfos. Rashi seems to learn in the sugya that initially the Gemara thought Hotziyu al Menas L'Gozla, that the reason why the listim are going to be chayiv is because they're Gazlan, they're chayiv midin Gazlan. Why is the Gazlan chayiv and Shmiras Nezaken? So that we had 2 days in Tosfos about. We spent a lot of time on that, right? That either a Gazlan is chayiv in Shmiras Nezaken because it's biyod or lishma. He took it out of the rishus of the Baalim. Now it's in his rishus, it's biyad lishma, it's in his control to watch the animal. So then he's chayav. He's chayav for the nezek that the animal does. You would have thought that Shomer is special. Shomer is makabel the achrayas of Shmiras Nezaken upon himself, and that's why he's chayav. But Gazlan is not makabel the achrayas of Shmiras Nezaken upon himself, should be part. The Kamashla, no, since it's biyad lishma, he is a Baalim. And as a Baalim, he's going to be chayav for the nezek that the animal does. Or Tosa says that the Gazlan has Kinyana Gzela. The same reason why a Gazlan is Chayav Onsim Midin Kinyana Gzela, he has some kind of a Kinyan in the object. Obviously, he still has a Chayav Ashova, he has a Chayav Tashlum, and he has to pay back the owner. But he does have Kinyanim, meaning that he's Chayav Onsim, so too, for Shmiras Nezaken, he has a Kinyan, so that's Machayav him to watch for the Nezek of the animal. So the Gemara starts by saying it's Pasha that the Gazlan should be Chayav. Gazlan should be Chayav in Shmiras Nezaken. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Comes the Gemara, according to Rashi, and says, the Kamla Ba'apa. We're talking about Kamla Ba'apa. Lefi Rashi, it would appear, from the Mefarshim, that the Maram Shif alludes to this, that according to Rashi, in the middle stage of the Gemara, the Mishnah is talking about Mamed Behemes Chaver Al Kamas Chaver. That's what Hotziyu Alista means. It means that the Kamla Ba'apa, it's like Mamed Behemes Chaver Al Kamas Chaver. So if that's Chayev, then Hotziyu Alista is Chayev. Chayev midin what? We're not talking about Gazlan anymore. Right? Gazlan's poshet, so that couldn't be the Chiddush of the Mishnah. What are we talking about? Mazik. Achiyav midin mazik. Just like Mame Behemes Chaver Al Kamas Chaver is chayiv. So this case of Hotziyu Listim is Mame Behemes Chaver Al Kamas Chaver. And what are you chayiv? The Kamla Ba'apa. So according to Rashi, there's achiyav midin mazik in our Mishnah. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Zokta Abaye, no. Kisha Amad Lav Listim Nami Di Kishua. What's Abaye saying? He's saying, no, the Chiv is not Midin Mazik. There really is, the Chiv really is Midin Gazlan. If the Chiv is Midin Gazlan, what's the Kasha? If the Chiv is Midin Gazlan, then what's the Kasha? What's the Kasha? He's saying Kasha is in the beginning. What's the Kasha? Pshita, right? It's Pashat. Hotziyu Listim, Amanas L'Gozla, of course they're going to be Chai. What's, of course, because it's Biyad Lishmar, because the Gazlan has Kinyan Zela, the two Pshat of the places. It's Pashat. But comes Rashi and interprets Abayas Chiddush. Is that Hakasha B'Makel is also called a Meshicha. The whole chiddush of the Mishnah is that Hakosher b'makel is also a Mashicha. The Gazlan is going to be called a Gazlan with such a Maisa too. You would have thought he only becomes a Gazlan if he does a Maisa Mashicha. Kamash Malon, Hakosher b'makel is Mashicha. It's tantamount to Mashicha. So that's the shock of the Tanya according to Rashi. Initially, we thought Hotzil listed Chayavim and Mischayav in Gazlan. Gemara says, Poshet. It's Poshet. What's the Shaila? The other Lishmar. He's Kone. If he did a Mashicha, he's Kone b'kinyon Gzela. The Gemara reverses itself and says, no. The case of the Mishnah is really Mame Behemes Chavero, Kamas Chavero. He's Chayav Midin Mazik. Why not Midin Gazlan? Because he didn't do a Kenyan. It's just Kamla Ba'apa. He's walking around to side to side. Make sure the animal doesn't, the animal goes toward the field. But there's no Kenyan. So there's no Gzela. But he's still Chayav Midin Mazik. Chayav Midin Mazik. Tosis has different Pshatim what the Mazik is. Is it Chain Veregel? Is it Eish? Is it Mazik B'Yadayim? We had the Rashba. There's a lot. We're just sort of streamlining that, right? We had a lot, big discussion every line here in the Gemara. But it's Chayim B'Mazik. Comes the Gemara around to say, then no, the real Chayim is Midin Gazlan. Ay, so Pshita? No. Hakosha B'Makel is also Mashicha. That's the whole Chiddush of the Gemara. This is how Rashi interpreted the Gemara. What's difficult about Rashi? What's difficult about Rashi is that middle stage. If you say that the Mishnah Hotzio listim chayavim is the kamla ba'apa, the chiyav is midin mazik, not midin gazlan. So what word of the Mishnah is strange? What word of the Mishnah is difficult? Listim. Well, actually, even before that, Daniel, that's also strange. We're going to get to that. Like both. What's strange? Even before listim, Hotzio is also strange, because if the chiyav is midin mazik, why do we need Hotziuha? Hotziuha sounds like there's a gzela here. They took it out. Lagozla. Hotziuha doesn't sound that we're talking about mazik. So Ken Zayin, that's why Abaye didn't like that pshat in the Mishnah. That's why he said, Hikisha amrid lo amrav Yosef, you said, Mame bamas chaver kama chaver is Hikisha, that the only time it's going to be called Be'iro. Learning into Tosis, right? Tosis says the chiyuv of Shem V'Regel is only if it's Rishon Lechesh, it's got to be yours. Abaye says the only time it's going to be yours is if Hikisha, you have to do a kinyan. Kamabap is not enough to make it yours, that you'll be chayav midin mazik. So Zokta Abaye, listem nami de Hikishua. Why does Abaye feel that it must be talking about Hikisha? Our Mishnah must be talking about Hikisha? So it could be. What's bothering him is, first of all, what's the Loshon Hotziuah? Hotziuah sounds like Lagozla. The chiyuv is midin gazla, not midin mazik. What's more, as the Marsha and the Madura Basra points out, Daniel's Ha'ara, what's listin? Stafka listin? If you're talking Midin Mazik, it doesn't have to be the listin. Even Acher, it doesn't have to be a Ganef, it doesn't have to be a Gazlan. Anyone can be Chayev a Kamla Ba'apa. Why does the Mishnah say, Hotzi, you're listin, you're Chayev, it's Mame, Bemes Chavero, Kamas Chavero, you're Chayev because Kamla Ba'apa, Midin Mazik. It's not just listin, it's not. Listin sounds like it's a Gzela in you. Hotziuah sounds like it's Gzela. Listim certainly sounds like it's Gzela. That's the Ha'ara of the Marsha in the Madura Basra. So that's what prompted Abaye to disagree. Right? That's the shock of the Tanya Gemara. Abaye is troubled with that. Hikisha amrid lan v'listim nami dehikishua. Well, why does he have to say listim nami dehikishua? Why is he so bent on that? Because the Mishnah sounds like it's more of a Gazlan type of chiyuv. It's not a Mazik type of chiyuv. So it makes sense that there has to be a Maisa Kenyan, but the Chiddush is Hakosha B'Makel is also Taka Maisa Kenyan. So it will be a Maisa Kenyan for Mame Bemes Chavero, Kamas Chavero, right? It's a Maisa Kenyan to be called Be'iro, that you'll be Chayav Midin Mazik. The person who's Mame Bemes Chavero, Kamas Chavero, he's not Miskaven Lagozla. He just wants to be Mazik, so he'll be Chayav Midin Mazik, but you need the Hikisha Amridlon, to make it Be'iro. But Zokta Abaye, our Mishnah is talking about not midin. There's no chiyah midin mazik. The behemoth goes off on its own to do hezek. You're not mamid bemes chaver kamas chaver. The behemoth is doing its own hezek. So why am I chayim? I'm chayim midin gazlan. Where's the chiyah midin gazlan? If I did a real kenyan, it's poshet. No, hakosha b'makel is the chiddush that also can be considered a kenyan to be chayim midin gazlan. Okay, this is Rashi. This is Rashi. But Tosis doesn't seem to learn like that. The Yamshel Shlomo that I gave you to look at, Yamshel Shlomo interprets that Tosis doesn't feel that there's a back and forth in the Gemara. Gazlan to Mazik to Gazlan. Tosis did not learn like that. What's the raya they didn't learn like that? Because Tosis makes a big deal in Dibur Maaseh V'Listim. He quotes this Yerushalmi. Quotes the Yerushalmi in Dibur Maaseh Pshita, and then V'Listim he gets around to this. Again, V'Listim Nami Shikishua, Lagoz Lomari, Kidimuki Labi Yerushalmi. Kidimuki Labi Yerushalmi. Constant, he's going back to this Yerushalmi, back and forth. Right? In the beginning of the sugya, he says, Pshita, Kevin Afke, Kamala Bishusai Lachomili, Botsiyua Lagoz Lari Masnis, and Kidimuki Labi Yerushalmi. So in the beginning, he's talking Yerushalmi. The end, he's talking Yerushalmi. So according to the Yamsho Shlomo, it sounds like Tosfos holds, we're working with the Yerushalmi throughout. Now, he doesn't say in the middle, by Mamre Ramaschavero, Kamaschavero, Kidimuki Labi Yerushalmi. He doesn't mention the Yerushalmi. But I think the Yamsho Shlomo felt that since Tosfos is so convinced that the Gemara works with the Yerushalmi, that it's Hotsiyua Manas Lagozla, sounds like the middle also, Kamla Ba'apa also, the Chiv is Midin Gazla, not Midin Mazik. The Chiv really should be Midin Gazla, not Midin Mazik, according to Tosfos. That's how the Yamsho Shlomo is learning. Interesting. Yamsho Shlomo is learning, the Chiv is Midin Gazla. So how's that a Chiv? Kamla Ba'apa, what's the Chiv Midin Gazla? Mame Behemas Chavel, Kamas Chavel, the Chiv is Midin Gazla? So, how's he learning? Let's see the lashon of the Yamsho Shlomo. How's he learning? The third line: Lo tzricha de kamala ba'apa pirish Rashi shlo telech anavana ella letzarakama kedei shetazik betoch. Ulo perish hatos v'shlo telech ella lemakom sherotzim legozla. Mitokach yatsa v'hizika chayavim. Yamsho Shlomo is learning Tosfos is that kamala ba'apa. We're not talking about mabeh hemes chaver kamas chaver. It's that you want to be gozalit in a certain makom. You want it to go to a certain makom to take it out of the rishus of the owner. So you come of apa legozla, legozla. The middle ukimta in the Gemara is that the gzela is not occurring through a regular ma'isa kinyan. The chiddush is that kamla ba'apa is enough to be chayav midin gazla. Kamla ba'apa is enough to be chayav midin gazla even if he doesn't have a kinyan. To be chayev for what midin gazlan? To be chayev for shmiras nezaken midin gazlan. Why? But if he didn't do a kinyan, how can it be chayev? What's Tosfos thinking in this stage in the Gemara? Help me out with this, based on what we've developed till now. Now Tosfos, according to the Marshal, Tosfos is learning throughout the sugya, the chayev in the Mishnah is midin gazlan. So initially we're thinking they do a kinyan mashicha, chayev midin gazlan. Then the middle is kamla ba'apa. Kamla ba'apa, that the animal shouldn't be able to walk here and there, but rather only into the place that I want to steal it. And then the animal goes out from that place and it does hazik by itself. That's chayav midin gazlan according to Tosfos. Comes Abai and says, no, it's not kamla ba'apa. That's a big chiddush. It's not kamla ba'apa. We're talking about where he did a kinyan. Hikisha b'makal, he did a kinyan, he did a maisa. What's the middle case? Kamla ba'apa is going to be chayav midin gazlan, but he didn't do a kinyan, yes? Exactly, Josh. In the middle stage, Tosfos is saying, Gazan doesn't have to do a kinyan to be chayev for nezek. It's chayev for shmiras nezokin, as long as it's biyad lishmar. He took it out of the rishus habaylan. Now it's not in their control to be shomer. It's biyad lishmar. It's in the control of this individual, of this gazlan to be shomer. So even without a kinyan, he's going to be chayev for shmiras nezokin. That's what the Gemara was saying. Right? Initially, the Gemara was saying either or, right? That he's chayef v'shmiras nezaken, right? Pshita. It's so poshut. Right? So Tosfos says, is it so poshut? Don't learn from Shomer, right? So what's the pshitus? He says, well, it's biyad lishmar, he has a kinyan. So then the Gemara says, well, but if biyad lishmar is enough, then maybe it's not so poshut. Right? Maybe the reason why it's not Pasha is because we're talking Kamla Ba'apa, where he didn't do a Kenyan. And that's good for the Chiddush, that if it's Biyad Lishmar, then he's not a Chayim, he didn't Gazlan. Comes the Gemara in the Maskona, Abaye says, no, Yitaka need a Kenyan. There's a Kenyan. Kamla Ba'apa is too much of a Chiddush. Yitaka do need a Kenyan in order to be Chayim for Shmiras Nezakim. Okay, this is the Shaka V'Tayr according to Tosfos. So what's the chiddush according to the Maskana of the Gemara? Gemara initially thinks pshita, and then it says it's a chiddush in the end. Right? Skipping the middle for the moment. Okay? We did the middle. What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush according to Rashi? We said this over a few times. Shalom. Exactly. The chiddush according to Rashi is hakasha b'makal is also considered king. Good. Good chiddush. What's the problem with that? Just in learning up the sugya. Hakosha b'makel is a kinyan. Kinyan for gazlan, mstama kinyan anytime you need mashicha. You can be kona behema b'mashicha. Whenever the Mishnah says, Mishnah Kiddushin, and Daf Chavav talks about certain behemoths, it can be kona b'mashicha, behemadaka, nicknames b'mashicha. So Hakosha b'makel works for mashicha. So what's strange? How do I know Hakosha b'makel works for mashicha? What's the makel? Bavakama daf nun vavam mitbeis. So b'chora, it's a little bit of a pella. This is the place to teach us the chiddush that Hakosha b'makel is called mashicha? Is that really what the focus of Hakones is talking about? We're talking about Nezek. We're talking about Kinyonim. There are other Masechtas that talk about Kinyonim. Bava Basra talks about Kinyonim. Kiddushin talks about Kinyonim. So to say this halacha in Kiddushin, what do we say it in Bava Kama for? Hikisha Amr Lam Velistim Nami Dehikishua. Abaye is saying, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. It's not even Mefurish in the Mishnah, but the whole point of the Mishnah, Hotziyu Alistim, Listim Chayovim, is to teach me Hakosha B'makel is called a Mashicha. That's a Maisa Kenyan. It's a big Chiddush to say something like that. That's Rashi's Pshat. Rashi doesn't have any other Pshat. Because if not, then what's the Gemara turning around? Initially they thought it's Poshet, and now we're saying a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? I thought you said that if the Gazlan doesn't Maisa Kenyan, it's Poshet that he should be Chayev for Nezek of the Behemoth. So comes Rashi and says, no, the Maskana must be that, yeah, he's doing a Kenyan, but we didn't know Hakosha b'makel is a good Kenyan. Frekter Rabbeinu Peretz, he says, Perish Rashi Dachoku. Rabbeinu Peretz quotes the Rashi, but he says, I don't think it's so poshut. Listem namishik Yeshua Pirish HaKuntris. The Kamashma Landi Kisha Hainu Mashiach V'Kamala. V'dochak, says the Rabbeinu Peretz. What's the V'dochak in the Rabbeinu Peretz? So someone will explain, that's the Docha. Rabbeinu Peretz was troubled. If that's Pshat in the Gemara, so why Bava Kama? Why is this the place that you teach me the Chiddush that Hakosha b'makel is a Kenyan? Is tantamount to Mashiach. Rabbeinu Peretz was troubled with the Rashi. But that's how Rashi learned. How does Tosfos learn? Again, we have two pshatim, Rashi and Tosfos in the Shach of the Gemara, but now we're focusing on the Chiddush. What is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? So Rashi says the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Hakosha b'makel is also a Mashiach. What does Tosfos say? The list of Namishik Yeshua legoz l'marik n'muki l'birushalmi v'lo choshev l'milsa d'pshita k'mo shayachoshev hamakshem. At this stage in the Gemara, we don't think it's such a milsa d'pshita that if the list do a kinyan, then they'll be chayiv and shmir sezachim. We don't think it's such a milsa d'pshita. The Maksha thought it was a milsa d'pshita. Now Abaye doesn't think it's such a milsa d'pshita. V'lochayish lefarish loma ein pshita. He doesn't explain why it's not pashit. L'fishakala haven, because it's easy. It's easy to figure out. What's going on right here? Right, Taisus basically says the Gemara reverses itself. In the beginning, it's assuming hotziu listim chayavim. If the pshat in the Mishnah is that the listim are doing a ma'isa kinyan, they do a ma'isa meshicha. So then it's poshut that should be chayiv in shmias nezakin. Because they did a kinyan. So if they did a kinyan, of course they should be chayiv. Comes the Gemara and says, the kamala ba'apach. Kamala ba'apach. That's the chiddush. Comes Abaye and says, no, kamala ba'apach is too much. They're not going to be chayiv. They're not going to be chayiv if it's only kamala ba'apach. Hikisha. We need a kinyan. So I don't understand. According to Tosfos, if we're coming around to say that you need a kinyan, so pshita, the same kasha comes back as we had in the beginning. It's pshita that they're chayiv in shmiras nezakin if they did a kinyan. So Rashi says, no, it's not pasha. The whole chiddush is that Hakosha b'makel is a good kinyan, but Tosfos didn't learn like that. So according to Tosfos, why isn't that pshita? So that's mamish what Tosfos is talking about, that in the maskana, somehow, Abaye didn't think it was so pasha. The beginning of the Gemara, we thought it's poshut if the Gazlan does a Kenyan, he's chayiv for shmiras nezakin. In the Maskana, we don't think it's so poshut. For Kala Havanan, it's so easy to figure out what the difference is. That's what Tosfos says. Why is it Kala Havan? Well, what's so Kala Havan? I don't think it's so Kala Havan. Well, what's the Kala Havan? Yes, Shalom.
For Tosfos, he already said it.
Oh, so comes the Pnei Yeshua and says, look at Tosfos. The Maskal Pshita, the stomach, you spent a day or two on that Tosfos. Because if not, it's not just a mutter to move on. So Baruch Hashem, we spent 2 days on that Tosfos. comes to Pnei Yeshua and says, Taisus already explained to you why it's not so pashut. He explained to you why it is pashut, but he also explained to you why it's not so pashut. Right? Why does, how did Taisus interpret the pshita of the Gemara? To pshat. Right? It's pashut either because since the gazlan is the yodo lishmar, then he's chayav v'shmiyach v'zaken. Or because he did a kinyan, a gazlan has kinyan and gezela, just like he's chayav ba'onsim, he did kinyan and gezela, he's chayav v'shmiyach v'zaken through the kinyan and gezela. That's the maskona of Taisus there in the Rasul Pshita. But what's Taisus' kasha? He says, why is it so pashut? Why is it so pashut? A gazlan shouldn't be chayav for shmiras nezaken. A shomer is chayav for shmiras nezaken. But we find that shomer is more chomer than gazlan for different halachas. Why is shomer more chayav than gazlan? What does shomer have that gazlan doesn't have? What does shomer have that gazlan doesn't have? Kabbalah shmira. Right? The Shomer is Mekabel Achrayas of Shmira on himself. So we said either he's Mekabel the Kabbalah Mefereshes that he'll watch for the Nezek too. Not only is he going to watch for the Gufa Behema that the Behema doesn't get damaged, but he'll watch the Behema doesn't do Nezek. Or the Kabbalah Shmira for the Gufa Behema, it's Nichla within that Kabbalah Shmira that he'll watch it for Shmira's Nezakin too. So Shomer is other from Gazan. Gazan didn't have any Kabbalah Shmira. So why is it so posh effect, Taisus? So Taisus answers. He says, either you misunderstood Shomer. Shomer's not chayav because of the Kabbalah Shmira. He's chayav because Biyad Lishmar. And it's the same for Gazlan. Or, even if Shomer is chayav for Kabbalah Shmira, Gazlan has one up on Shomer. Can you? Right? That's the Shnag of Atana. But what emerges from the Taisus? That the Taka is a svara to say, maybe Gazlan is not as good as Shomer. Shomer has the Kabbalah Shmira, Gazlan doesn't. Talk to Pnei Yeshua, that's what Taisus means over here in the Maskana of the Gemara, that Abai didn't think it was so poshut that just because Otsiyu list them and they do a kinyan, a real kinyan, maybe a regular Mashicha, Hakoshev Makel, but Hakoshev Makel is a Mashicha, right? They do a kinyan, it's not so poshut that a Gazan is Chayiv and Shmiras Nezakin, because he didn't have a Kabbalah Shmira, he didn't have a Kabbalah. Any Kabbalah, not Kabbalah Shmiras Nezakin, not Kabbalah Shmiras Gufo, nothing. So it's not so pasha that the Gazan should be Chayiv. I know I answered the Kasha before, but Abai is saying that it's not so pasha. Because maybe Gazlan is worse than Shomer. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua alludes to. He says, look back at what I said earlier in Pshita, right? Look back at Taisfus. This is not a Pnei Yeshua in this packet, but again, I don't like to over-photocopy. It's not fair to take the money of the yeshiva. So if you look back into packet 10, we have the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, "Mashakosud lo chayesh lefarish loma im pshita kavanoso devada ikar rabusa dekaima b'shus agazlan le'inyan nezakin kamosha kosafti b'dibra maschu pshita." Taisus is saying about themselves, look back to the Taisus, the earlier Taisus. I explained to you why it's not so poshut that the Gazlan should be chayv and Shmiras Nezakin. The Shomer might be worse than him because he had a Kabbalah Shmira and the Gazlan doesn't. Rabbeinu Peretz also picks up on this, like the Pnei Yeshua. But he adds, the Pnei Yeshua just says, look back at the Rasul Pshita. The Rabbeinu Peretz says the magic words. Elanira the Kamashmal and the Kaban Shemashua Venasu Gazlonim Alea Kaima Behema Bershuse Gamle Skype and Zakin Vlochoshiv Lo Milsa the Pshita Kamosha Yachoshiv Hamaksha Vlochosh Lefarish Lomeno Pshita. He doesn't think, Abai doesn't think Lamaskona that is Poshit. He's Lochosh Lefarish why it's not Poshit. Lefishakalahovim because it's easy. That's Taisus, right? He's not finished. Lefishakalahovim the Lodomi Lishomer Kedefrishis. That's the Rabbeinu Peretz's Tosefis. That Tosefis earlier pointed out that Shomer is different than Gazan. Shomer is Mekabel Shmir, Gazan is not. So maybe that's why the Shomer is Chayev and the Gazan is not. It's not so Poshit. So Tosefis gives you two Pshatim as to why it's Poshit, but it's not, it is not so Poshit. I mean, it's not as Poshit as you thought it was. So that's Abayel Maskona. Hotzio listem Chayovim. Why a list of chayavim? The chayavim in Gazlan. They did a kinyan. Actually, they did a kinyan. Isn't it pshita kaimel b'shusay l'chol mili? No, it's not so posh, because since there was no Kabbalah Shmir, it's not so posh that Yitaka should be chayav for Gazlan. So what comes out is that according to Rashi, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that Hakoshev and Makel is a kinyan. The chiddush according to Tosis is not that a kasher makel is a kinyan. That's not the chiddush here at all. Yeah, Abai is saying just like Rav Yosef interpreted mamad kamas chaver kamas chavero is hikisha amridlan listem nami the higishua. I'll say listem nami is also the higishua, and that's okay. Abai says right, and it's not so partial. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? The chiddush of the Mishnah is that a gazlan who does a kinyan is chayev v'shmiras nezakin. Why is he chayev? He's chayev for one of those two reasons, either be other lishmar or because he has kinyan exela, either one. But it's not as pashut as you thought from the beginning, because the reality is that a shomer is mekabel shmir upon himself and the gazlan isn't. It's not so pashut. So that's exactly the chiddush of the Mishnah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that the gazlan is chayev v'shmiras nezakin for one of the two reasons that I gave you in the previous dibur. Zokta Marsha, what comes out according to Tosis is that you don't really have to say the Mishnah is talking about Shehi Kishua. You don't need Hakasha B'Maka. You could say the Mishnah is Mamish talking about the Mashiach. Abaya just said, just like Rav Yosef interpreted Ma'arbam Eskavar Kamas Chaveh, to be talking about Hikisha, our Mishnah could be talking about Hikisha too. Right? You don't have the Kamla Ba'apa, right? Because even Ma'arbam Eskavar Kamas Chaveh was not talking about Kamla Ba'apa. So don't be Ma'arbam our Mishnah like that either. Our Mishnah is also talking about Hikishua. But it's lav davka hikishua. Abai is just saying our Mishnah is talking about where the guy did a kinyan, the gazan did a kinyan. So it's lav davka hikishua. The Marsha points this out. There's no chiddush in hikishua. The chiddush is that if the gazan does a kinyan, he's chayev for shmiras nezakin, even though he wasn't makabel a shmirah mefereshes. He wasn't makabel shmirah, not for shmiras nezakin, not for shmiras gufa. So it comes out the Mishnah doesn't have to be talking about Akasha B'Makel. Rashi learns the Chiddush is that Akasha B'Makel is a Mashicha. Taisus is not learning like that. Taisus is saying the Chiddush is that when the Gazlan does a Kenyan, he's going to be Chayiv. Akasha B'Makel, not Akasha B'Makel. Taisus is not as Dochik as Rashi. Rabbeinu Peretz's Kashan Rashi doesn't apply to Taisus, because this is not necessarily the place where we learn Hakasha B'Makel is a Mashicha. That's not the key. The key is, we're just saying, a Kenyan, whatever Kenyan. You know from somewhere else Hakasha B'Makel is a Kenyan. So then that's the Kenyan. That's the Kenyan over here. Oh, he did a Stam Mashicha. The Chiddush is that the Gazlan is Chayef for Shmiras Nezakin, even though he wasn't Mekabel Shmir upon himself. So it's Lav Davka Hakasha B'Makel. According to Taisus, even Stama Mashicha would be enough, because the Chiddush is not Hakash B'Makel is a Mashicha, but rather that a Gazlan is Chayef for Shmiras Nezakin as long as he does a Kinyan. Hey, this is Rashi and Taisus in the Sukkah. There's one final sheet. From the shock of attire of the Gemara, the Rashi and Taisus, comes out which is a bigger Chiddush, Kamla Ba'apa or Hikisha B'Makel. But would you say if Kamla Ba'apa, right, let's take Mamed Behemes Chaver Kamas Chaver. Case of Mamed Behemes Chaver Kamas Chaver. So, if you were to say the Kamla Ba'apa is Chayiv, is it Kolshken that Hikisha B'Makel is Chayiv? Or would you say, no, fakert? That if Hikisha B'Makel is Chayiv, then Kamla Ba'apa Kolshken is Chayiv. Which one's a bigger Chiddush? So till now we've been assuming that Kamla Ba'apa is the bigger Chiddush. Right? Kamla Ba'apa is the bigger Chiddush. Initially we thought, Mamed Behemes Chaver Kamas Chavero, it's not Mamed Mamish that you're taking the animal by the afsa, by the reins, and bringing it to the Kamas Chavero, but Kamla Ba'apa. Dr. Abaye, no. Rav Yosef, Hikisha Amrlan, you told us Hikisha. What does that mean? So we thought what that meant, Dafka Hikisha, not Kamla Ba'apa. Kamla Ba'apa is not enough. This is the way Rashi and Tosis seem to be learning. Kamla Ba'apa by Ma'arav Emes Chaver Kamas Chaver might only be a Grama Ba'alma. We need Hikisha to be Chayef for Ma'arav Emes Chaver Kamas Chaver. Right? So the bigger Chiddush is Kamla Ba'apa, and Abaye seems to be rejecting Kamla Ba'apa in the Maskana. Dafka Hikisha, not Kamla Ba'apa. That's Pashup Pshat of the Gemara, yeah? And that seems to be the way the Rambam learns. The Rambam in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, Perek Dalet, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Hamamed behemes chaver al gabi kamas chaver, hamamed chayv l'shalim mashi isik. Mamed behemes chaver al gabi kamas chaver. V'cheinim hikisha ad sheholcha l'kamas chaver, v'izika zeshi hikisha chayv. So too hikisha, says the Rambam. The first case of mamed behemes chaver sounds like kamla va'apa. You're just mamed, you're not hikisha, says the Rambam. V'cheinim hikisha. So the Rambam seems to learn the maskana that kamla ba'apa would be chayv. But he says, so too ikisha. He doesn't say kol shkein ikisha, but he says it's the same. Says the Ravid, no. The kol shkein kamla ba'apa. Ikisha achaholcha is chayv. Maybe he's like a learning the Rambam that Mamed is not kamla ba'apa. Mamed is he's Mamed with the afsar. He takes the behemah mamish to kamas chaver. Says the Rambam, Hikisha is also good enough. But says the Ravid, kol shkein kamla ba'apa. Kol shkein kamla ba'apa. The Rambam might be learning that kamla ba'apa is not enough. That you need either to literally bring the animal there, or at least to kick it, to hit it with the stick. But kamla ba'apa is not enough. Says the Ravid, no, punk faker. Kol shkein the kamla ba'apa. Kol shkein the kamla ba'apa. Frekdim agim mishnah. That's not agim mar. Agimara was assuming kamla ba'apa is a tremendous chiddush. So l'maskana we say no hikisha amridlan. Ma behemes chaver al kamas chaver is chayv only if there's a hikisha. But no one would say kol shkein kamla ba'apa. You might say hikisha dafka not kamla ba'apa, or maybe both. But no one would say that if hikisha then kol shkein kamla ba'apa. Kamla ba'apa is the bigger chiddush. There's no kinyan even. So why should he be chayv for ma behemes chaver al kamas chaver? That's the Magid Mishnah's kasha. So says the Lechem Mishnah, the Ravid obviously learned the Gemara differently. The Ravid learned the Gemara that Abaye turns to Rav Yosef and says, Hikisha Amridlan. What's he saying? He's not saying, Hikisha Amridlan, you told us it's Dafka Hikisha. Abaye says, you told us an even bigger Chiddush. That even if Hikisha, you're going to be Chayv. You told us by Mame Be'emes Chaver, Kamas Chaver, that you don't need Kamla Ba'apa. That even Hikisha would be chayav is different than what we've been learning. We keep on thinking Kamla Ba'apa is the biggest chiddush. There's no kinyan. He's just stepping in such a way that the animal is going to go where he wants it to go. But there's no kinyan at all. So to say that you're chayav, midin mazik, midin gazlan, by Kamla Ba'apa, that's the biggest chiddush in the world. Zoktabai, Hikisha Amridlan. You told us, no, Kamla Ba'apa is not going to work. Hikisha, dafka Hikisha is going to work, not Kamla Ba'apa. The Ravid didn't learn like that. The Ravid learned that Abaye turns to Rav Yosef and says, Hikisha Amridlan, you told us an even bigger Chiddush. That lav dafka kam lava'apa, even if Hikisha it's going to work. Hikisha is a bigger Chiddush than kam lava'apa. Not that kam lava'apa is the bigger Chiddush. Hikisha is the bigger Chiddush, according to the Ravid. That's how the Lechem Mishnah learns the Ravid, to answer the Magid Mishnah's Kasha. The Ravid learned the Gemara differently. Abai is saying, you taught us a bigger chiddush, and even Hikisha is chayav, not just kamla ba'apa. Against everything we've been saying, we thought kamla ba'apa is the biggest chiddush. So why, Taka, is this true? How can the rabbi learn like that? Why should Hikisha be a bigger chiddush than kamla ba'apa? Zoktu kiveger, right here, alasa, kiveger as a line, he says, ba'emezeu svar pshuta, the le'inyin garmi yosa chayav bekam la ba'apa, de'i efshala leilech b'mokam achim. What's he saying? What Yoser Chaya become of Abba? The Efshala Lelech B'makom Acha. Kamla Ba'apa, you're cornering the animal. You're walking on all the sides that it can't go anywhere. And Hikisha? What's Hikisha? What's he saying? Kiveger is suggesting that Kamla Ba'apa might be more of a reason to be Mechaya than Hikisha. Because what happens in Hikisha? If you're hitting an animal, so the animal has to go forward because it doesn't want to get hit. But does it have to stop at Kamas Chavera? It could stop anywhere. You want him to eat from Kamas Chavera. You're angry at your friend. Right? You're angry at that guy. Right? He cut you off on the road. Cut you online in the camp. I don't know. Whatever. He was shooting layups. He beat you. He beat you one-on-one in basketball. I don't know. Whatever. So you're angry at the guy. You want the behema to eat from Kamas Chavera. You want him to eat from that guy's Kamas. So, but if you're only makesh b'makel, so you're kicking the behema along, you're forcing the behema to move, but it doesn't necessarily have to stop at kamas chavero. It could go further. It could run away, and it could eat somewhere else. But kamla ba'apa, what does that mean, kamla ba'apa? That means you're cornering the animal on all sides. She'iyev shelo leilech l'makom acha. You're ensuring it has to eat in one spot. So mamed behemes chaver al kamas chaver, there's more of a reason to be mechayev by kamla ba'apa, because you're forcing it to eat dafka from kamas chaver. By hikisha, you're not forcing it to eat from kamas chaver, you're just pushing it along. So if it turns out that it stops a kamas chaver, exactly what you wanted, stops a kamas chaver, so it's not as much of a chiyuv. It's a bigger chiddush to say that you're chayav, because you didn't force the animal to eat from kamas chaver. You just forced the animal to move forward. Says the Raiva, that's Abaye's point. Rav Yosef, you told us, hikisha amredlan, you told us that ma'ayim amas chaver, kamas chaver, is chayav even if hikisha, even if you don't corner the animals that it has to eat from kamas chaver. You just push it along that it has to move, you force it to move, and it moves toward kamas chaver, and then it eats from kamas chaver, you're also going to be chayav there. Hikisha is a bigger chiddush, not less of a chiddush. Kamla ba'apa, we corner it, you force it to eat from kamas chaver, avadi will be chayav there. But hikish is an even bigger chiddush. As long as you're pushing it along in the direction of kamas chaver, even though you're not forcing it to eat from kamas chaver, that you'll also be chayav from out of kamas chaver. Okay, these are some of the issues in the shakar v'taya of the Gemara. Is there a back and forth between gazlan and chivit and gazlan, chivit and mazik, chivit and gazlan? Rashi Tosfos. What's the ultimate chiddush of the Gemara? Is it that hakosha b'makel is also a v'shicha, or is that we're going back to the original Chiddush that Hotziyu Amanas Lagozla is Chayev, but it's just not as much of a Pshita because we realize that Gazlan is a bigger Chiddush than Shomer, that you should be Chayev for Shmiras Nezokin for Gazlan because there's no Kabbalah as Shmira. And finally, what's the give and take between Kamla Ba'apa and Hikisha B'makel? Is Hikisha B'makel less of a Chiddush, or is it actually more of a Chiddush regarding Ma'amad Behemoth Chavera? Okay, we'll stop here. I'm just going to add a little halacha.